Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the hot brick voice of your local announcer, Tom Fitzmaurice, right here with another generation of the food show, which is where we do everything but eat, and then we go ahead and eat some stuff too. It's nice to be here with you every day talking about the food scene around New Orleans, and we'd love to hear from you. Our number is
260-6368. Whoa, gee. Let's just let me do that.
Jump down my throat, will you? Anyway, that was our assistant producer here. No, that's
hi there, folks. Mary, we're back.
We're back, all right, and nice to be. And because for a while there, it looked like we might be moving or something.
Yeah.
I never quite got to.
We're already getting visited by the dog. 260-6368 is the number. Mm-hmm. We had I had a really nice.
Yeah.
You know what? Since the place that we that I ate lunch in today, mm-hmm. the place where I had lunch today, is also an advertiser where we'll have to talk about them three or four times this hour anyway.
Really?
I'm just going to go ahead and launch right in to go.
Let's see if I can guess. Porter and Luke.
Yeah, you know, we were at the house because we had this this brick issue.
A brick issue? I don't remember no brick.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of dining at Porter and Luke. Well, because I love their club sandwich, but it's an easy thing to do because we're right at the house, so we just run over to Porter and Luke when it's time for lunch. So we went to Porter and Luke today, and I actually tried something different than I normally do there because I thought, you know what, here's a good chance for me to do that since we're going to talk about Porter and Luke umpteen times in the next two hours. Let's just do it now. So mm-hmm. I didn't even have to have a discussion with the waitress about whether or not I was going to try something different. I just tried something different, and I ordered the blue crab dip. And I've never had that before, but it was really, really good.
Blue crab dip?
A blue crab dip.
Does that mean that the dip itself is blue or that the crab
navy.
Is...
Navy. Yeah.
Navy. Okay. Well, just anyway. Keep everything on the level here to make sure we know what we're talking about.
Anyway, so it was really good, and I ate some crostini, which I haven't done in a while, and Mary Lee actually ate some of the blue crab dip, which implies that it's more cream than it is a strong crab taste, which I wasn't really mm-hmm. looking for. As long as the crab is there, that's all I care about. But it was quite good. And then I went and got the fried chicken, which is something you've talked about a lot.
Yeah, that's a big deal over there. They've really got it figured out.
And it was kind of like your mom used to make. It's not, you know, you get used to like the Popeyes version of fried chicken, you know, where it's really thick
uh-huh.
kind of crust. And this was a very thin crust. And it was you know, like your mom would have made, mm-hmm. you know. My mom didn't make fried chicken like that.
I'm happy to hear that because I never was a big fan of thick catfish.
Actually a big fan of a thick crust. Yeah. But I like this too, but it reminded me of my mom's old fried chicken, which with a family of seven, my mom never did fried chicken like other people's moms did. You know, I remember going to, you know, when you're a kid and you wind up in someone else's house at dinner time and you realize that other people don't eat the way you do. It's kind of an enlightening thing. If anybody has many memories of that, you know, like I remember this girl that I found fascinating. She turned out to be a reporter for the, I don't know, Fort Worth Star-Telegram or something. But she was always kind of a fascinating person. And she was talking about going to this house of this really unusual child. Let's just say that. She was a really unusual child. And she was one of these, you know, people that was, you know, just sort of way out there. And, you know, she dressed way out there and her name was way out there. And it was kind of the kind of person that if you grew up like I did in a sheltered environment, your parents would say, no, you're not going to that house, you know. But she went to the house and she said she observed at dinner time that they had like fresh fish, not fish sticks, not fish sticks, but fresh fish, which was so exotic to her. I mean, we're talking back in the 60s, you know, the early 60s. So I find that when I would be in someone's house and they would have, you know, it's like you're having fried chicken, and I would see that the fried chicken was in like a cast iron skillet, still covered with oil, but it wasn't, my mother had to fry chickens, plural, in a deep fat fryer, you know, not a fryer, but it was like this big pot, and used a lot of oil because we had a lot of people eating. So it was that kind of thing. It was a memory of what fried chicken was like when I was a kid before Popeyes changed the world of fried chicken.
And I remember that too.
Yeah, when was that anyway?
1972, I think.
You know what's funny? I think today might actually be Fried Chicken Day. I think it might be National Fried Chicken Day. It's funny that we're and I didn't wind up doing ordering fried chicken just because it's National Fried Chicken Day, but I think it is coincidentally actually Fried Chicken Day.
Yeah. Well,
no, it's
anyway,
not.
260-6368 is the
it
number.
It is not 260 National Fried Chicken.
It is not,
Day.
Doug?
No, it is not.
It's not?
No. It is, however, National Beautician's Day.
Beautician's Day.
Yes, right.
It's Chocolate Pudding Day.
Yes, we know about that, but it's also Parchment, National Parchment Day.
Parchment Day?
Yes, Parchment.
Speaking of things that are exotic, you know, when you're baking cookies and you're using parchment paper, you've moved up somehow.
Yeah, but that's not real parchment. We're talking about real parchment here.
Oh, you're talking about like the Egyptian thing.
Well, okay. Yeah, starting then and going to, we still use parchment today on some things. You know, when you graduate, what do you get? A diploma. And what are most diplomas made out of? Parchment. Okay, besides, there is one more food-related national day today, and that is National Coconut Day.
Ah.
National Coconut Chocolate Pudding Day.
People are getting into a lot of coconut lately.
Well, it's supposed to be really, really good for you. It's coconut oil is supposed to be, you can heat it to high temperatures. It's good for your skin. It's like all of a sudden it's the hot thing, yes.
Yeah, unless coconut, it is hot and you put it on your skin, right?
Wait, what?
Unless it is hot and you put it on your skin, then it's not good for you.
I still didn't hear you, Doug. Tom was moving in his chair.
Oh, okay. I said coconut oil at temperature, very hot, is not very good for your skin.
I'm going to have that checked out. But, you know, I think you've got something there.
I think that's very, very true. I'm thinking about the blisters that I have on the top of my mouth. You know how you get blisters on the top of your mouth when you eat something before you should? Yes, before, whatever. It could be for anything. But if you get something and you know, you don't really take a minute to see just how hot it is. So that's what happened today with the blue crab dip. So now I have these blisters. So now that you mentioned that, that's kind of like what I have, you know, in my mouth right now. It's fascinating, isn't it? And so appetizing too, to listen to that. 260-6368 is the number. So we've been gone. I was in California over the weekend. I got to eat at my very favorite restaurant in the whole wide world.
What do you mean we've been gone?
I've been gone. Okay. I've been gone. But I got to eat at my favorite restaurant in the whole wide world.
Oh, which one is that?
Bottega Louie.
Oh, okay.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me give you, not you, but our listeners a little
background.
Background, yeah, sure. Thank you. I can call it.
That's what I'm here for. I'm the word fairy.
Marianne has disappeared for about a week. It's, although it seemed like a year, because when she goes, then I have to do everything.
Yeah.
And since she really does everything all the time. Anyhow, what she had to do was the ultimate thing for you to do with your little kids, if you have little kids or when you have little kids, and that is to play with them constantly as long as you possibly can, because there is no upper limit to that. They love you, love you, love you. And we've got two that are just so delightful, that Marianne got the chance to spend the whole weekend with them. And from what I heard,
It was a blast of a weekend. But anyway, we went to Bottega Louie. Because most people probably don't care about playing with grandkids. They have their own grandkids. But, and they may not care about Bottega Louie, but I learned that it's like the number one Yelp restaurant in the whole country because it's so very cool. And I haven't been in a long, long time. And I was glad that I got to do it.
Wonderful. Dave is here.
Dave.
Welcome.
Hi, Dave.
David. Hello.
Thank you, Dave. I'm eternally grateful.
It's lovely to have the two of you back in the studio.
What?
I said it is lovely to hear the two of you back on the air.
Oh, yes. Yes.
One thing, you might have corrected it, but Tom's mic wasn't really quiet at the start of the show there. I'm not sure if it was been fixed.
Well, here's what you don't get to see. I'm so very glad for a plethora of reasons that
he's outside the window.
I'm so very glad that you don't get to see what goes on in the studio while we're doing the show. But just let me tell you that Tom is usually constantly turning the knobs, which is why one of us goes up and the other one goes down like a seesaw. And for some reason, he must be sitting on his hands right now.
Well, I'm glad we took
I had a restaurant report and a question for...
that's what we're here for.
Y'all. I was headed to Francesca, but we ended up eating at the sushi restaurant that's down the road from it in Lakeview, and I've forgotten the name. I think it's the Lakeview Pearl, maybe. Do you know what...
Whereabouts is this?
It's on Harrison in Lakeview.
On Harrison.
Harrison, boy, there's a lot of things on Harrison.
Is it between West End and Canal Boulevard, or is it between Canal Boulevard and Marconi?
No, it's between West End and Canal. It's sort of in the zone of the Starbucks, but it's on the other side of the street. I believe it's called Lakeview Pearl. Anyways, it was very, very good.
Oh, I know where you're talking about. That's right on Canal Boulevard.
And
there's a couple of other restaurants nearby. Not a lot of them, and not all that close. But I've been there a couple of times. Good. I'm glad we have that confirmed. And I thought it was pretty good. It didn't blow me away, but certainly a good-looking place. And the quality of what they were putting out on the table was very good. So,
did you like it?
Yeah, I've had better, for sure. I was impressed.
Good.
My question
now,
was...
Now, you have to make it to Francesca, because Francesca is...
Yeah, I wanted to know what the pizza was like there. Mm. Or what you all like at Francesca.
Oh, you know, if it's a good sushi bar...
No, he's talking about Francesca.
Francesca.
I'm the Francesca. I'm the Francesca encyclopedia.
Ah.
I think they have the best burger in town, actually. I think Francesca's burger is the best, in my opinion, right now. And for them to top Keith Young's, that's saying something. They have fresh-cut fries, which are called frips. They're like a combination of fry and chips.
Are these the things that kind of look like crescent moons?
No, they look like, if you could imagine, like a triangle. And a long one. It's they're very good, and they're golden brown. You know, I mean, you know that the oil has changed, and it's they're really good. They have something called a meatball. They have a meatball sub, but they also have, it's called a sub, and it's like a St. Louis sub, and Scott Craig likes that. That's one of his favorite things. They have a great club sandwich. They have a good roast beef poor boy. They have something called Italian beef, which
it's like
a roast beef with peppers and onions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you said it needed a little bit of work, and he tweaked it, and he said that he thinks it's really, really good now. You know, they have a pizza that I think is really good at Katie's. And I haven't had the pizza at Francesca, but I would imagine it's probably just as good. They have so many good things there. It's kind of really hard to pick out what it is that you want.
It's such a wonderful thing to have to pick. I remember.
And it's tough at Francesca. It is.
I can't even remember how many years ago it was, but I've been saying for really a long time that that's the best neighborhood restaurant around.
Katie's or Francesca?
Katie's.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I think I like Francesca better.
Oh, well, it's fast casual.
It's fast casual. I like the environment, but I also like the Nolans kind of thing going on at Katie's. And I think Katie's has more entrees, you know, like you can get lasagna there. So it's more of a dinner kind of place, but Francesca, if you're looking for a sandwich or even just the pizza, which is really good, but it's great. I mean, I can't recommend it highly enough.
Well, I grew up in St. Louis, so I was very curious about Francesca. I know they do the Prevelle cheese on their pizza, which I was never a huge fan of in St. Louis, but I'm sure they've elevated it. There was a local chain in St. Louis, which is kind of terrible, but everybody loves it that's from St. Louis because it's sort of a childhood thing called Emo's Pizza. Emo's.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Mm. If Scott Craig is there, ask for him. And he'll just be so tickled that you want to talk about St. Louis. I don't know. He's got sort of an unnatural obsession for St. Louis. Don't tell him I said that.
His wife is from there, I believe. Yeah.
And he's got a lot of St. Louis products in there.
I used to have a girlfriend who lived in St. Louis.
Good.
Does that count?
What was her name?
Not really.
Let's see. It's on the tip of my tongue, but she passed away anyway.
Yes, Anne. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, so ask him, tell him that you are a native person from St. Louis, and, you know, he might be a little bit jealous if he's there, because he's working on another restaurant, too, which
Oh, yeah, it's been 30 years since I lived there, but lots of memories.
Yeah.
But I will dine at Francesca and give you a report.
Yes, we'd love to hear it. Okay. Yes. All right.
You are listening to the show on 105.3 FM HD2.
And the phone number is 260-6368, and we'll take a break. No, I don't know if you could have. That's why I said it.
I set that up for you so you could just walk in and throw in the punchline, and then everybody's laughing and having a great time.
Are we as fun as Don Rickles and Dean Martin?
You're probably better.
Tom and I have gotten into watching YouTube videos of old Johnny Carson shows, which... it has been just really fun. I never did see it in its original iteration, but I'm enjoying it a lot now. Anyway, Doug, let's take a break. 260-6368. We'll be back and take some more calls.
Hello there. Welcome back. You are listening to The Food Show on 105.3 FM HD2. It's a pleasure to be here with you talking about the food scene around town. Every day, every single day, only in New Orleans could you get away with that, and we do. And this is Tom Fitzmorris, and joining us over here on the green phone. I'm sorry, it looked green to me. we have a visit from Ron, the gourmet waiter.
Hello, Ron. Thanks for doing the show yesterday.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
We had a great show yesterday. We had a lot of fun. I brought Wyatt Vaughn back. He's a student in journalism from the New Orleans Junior Journalism Program. So Wyatt was my wingman. So we talked barbecue, sandwiches, Marianne.
Oh, boy.
Hot dogs, woks, a bunch of other things, how to make your barbecue better, how to smoke brisket and ribs. And then the second hour, we had Chef Andrea Apuso from Andrea's out in Metairie.
Wait, he came into the studio?
He called in.
Oh, okay.
So he was our special guest from 4 to 5.
So he was actually a guest? He was a guest.
We had it. Absolutely.
Andrea.
Oh.
Well, you know what, Andrea, Ron? Thank you, because Tom won't have Andrea on as a guest, and he wants to be on a guest, so I'm glad that you did.
That's not true. He's on every week. He really is.
Yeah,
he's
well, but, on... you know, it was a lot of fun because he reminded me of Chef John Foles, one of the first guests that I had on the show. And the reason was we had to kind of control the conversation a little bit because, as you know, Chef Andrea, he loves to just give out the information. And we learned a lot from him yesterday. But it's amazing the places where he traveled when he was young to learn how to cook. And it's amazing the style that he has. Go ahead, Tom.
He's a really interesting guy.
There is something you can tell if you get to talking to him for any length of time. He speaks six languages. I'm not making – he doesn't do so badly or anything like that. He is actually –
So why can't he be a guest, Tom?
He's welcome as a guest and has been one.
No, he's a really, really interesting guy, Ron. I'm really glad that you had him on because he has had a fascinating life.
I'm going to go through this list.
No, you always have him on every day, Tom, to talk about his food, but not about him. He's had a really interesting life. He has, you know,
anyway,
and there's a lot of depth
there. The other person I wanted to point out that did a great job yesterday was Doug Christian. His new nickname for me is the magician behind the glass.
Well, that's accurate.
You're racking up the monikers, aren't you?
There.
Yeah.
Doug did a great job. He chimed in with us. We asked him a couple of questions, his opinion on barbecue sauces and different things. We had a great time.
Good.
Glad you did.
Well, you helped me out, so I'm really glad about that. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to let you know real quick that I thought the other guest host did a great job, too. I listened to Scott Craig on Thursday, Chef Duke talk about dabs on Friday, and really loved the show, Allie Reisman, I believe.
Allie Lofton. Lofton
did the show on the oyster product that she has, this artificial oyster shell that apparently it has many uses. So it was just great listening to the other people run the show. Anyway, thanks for calling me to do it. We had a great time.
Good. Right, the ceramic oyster shells are kind of like they're a handmade ceramic dish that you can use in the oven. So, I mean, they're not that big, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can do with them. Yeah. Anyway,
sure.
Good.
Allie told me where to get them, and I'm going to go ahead and get some, and I'll report back when I do. Thank you again. It was a great show.
So a good time was had by all. That's wonderful.
That sure sounds like
yes, it does.
Yes, ma'am.
It occurs to me right now that we probably better ought to take a commercial break.
We just took a commercial break, but now that you said that, let's say a few words about Porter and Luke, of which we need to say many words. Porter and Luke was very busy today. They had a full dining room and also a private party. And when I walked in, they were trying to hustle me into the private party. And I went, no, I'm just having lunch here when my usual table with my usual waitress. And I was not eating the usual things, though, which kind of threw her for a loop. But when I go over there, I am pretty much stuck on the club sandwich, which is really good with the homemade chips. And they did talk me into a hamburger lunch, which is also really good. And today I veered off into the unknown, although it is known by a lot of people, and got the fried chicken, which I said reminded me of my mother's.
Yeah,
and I got onion rings as a side. And I looked at this plate of fried stuff, and I practically shuddered in fear. That because I never eat fried foods anymore. And Mary Lee says, let me take a picture of that pile of fried stuff because it's just not something that I usually eat. And I was determined to get something different so I could talk about something off the menu or something else on the menu besides the thing that I usually get.
Well, here's a funny coincidence.
What?
She and I both had dinner over there last
week. I know,
week.
She was talking about that.
And she had something, you know, she gets these big salads.
Right.
That's what she really
That's why
likes.
She looks like she does, because she always gets a salad. She got a cob today.
And anyway, I got something that's been on their menu for quite a while. I think it's a great idea. It's a three-way wedge salad.
Oh, that is good. I saw a few of those going through the dining room.
Cut that way on purpose. And then you have shrimp remoulade on top of one of those. You have crab meat ravigotte on top of another one of those. And then finally, you have fried oysters with some blue cheese sprinkled over the top of it for the third of those.
Yeah.
And they pull them all together, and it looks
it's
good.
A gigantic it's a good, meal.
It's enough for five people.
It's
maybe
a gigantic.
It's, but it's not
20
it's not all that expensive, so it's no big deal.
No, it was, but it is. It's really good. But they, like I said, they have a whole bunch of things. I'm just gonna try to eat my way through the menu a little bit more. But I did have also that crab dip, which I thought was good. Yeah. Anyway, it was absolutely terrorizing for me to see all that fried food in front of me. Who's on the phone? Let's go to him. For heaven's sake, let's go to him. Oh, hi, Keith.
Hello?
Keith.
Hello?
Join us. Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question about a restaurant and a question about your website, if I could ask it.
All right, go right ahead.
I was trying to find a restaurant, and the old website was very easy to find a restaurant. I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong. I clicked on restaurant, and then you asked for restaurant name. I put Vincent's in, and then I put, you know, search, and it wouldn't find anything. He said it wasn't in there. I know Vincent's is in there.
Yeah, here's what's going on with the website. You've obviously noticed that it looks a lot different. Essentially, we're trying to give Tom a little time to work on some books that he's doing, one that he's already started and another one that he's decided he wanted to do. And the 16-hour workday is maybe not conducive to that. So we have switched to a much easier system for the website, which required a new design. And it's being tweaked every single day. So the lists and all of the subscriptions and everything is just kind of floating out there. And I would say it's probably 10% down the road of where it's going to be. We have taken off a lot of the things that people loved, like the Gazetteer. I love the Gazetteer. That's off right now. It's hard to get a recipe, but all that stuff is being constantly worked on. I don't understand the thing about the restaurants, because while the lists are not presented the way they were, there is a search engine that is there now that wasn't before.
That works.
So if you were to put in like Metairie and Italian, you should be able to get Vincent's as part of a list.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And let us know, tom@nomenu.com, if that's not working, because we need to know that. We're, like I said, we're on this every single day. You know, taking out this bug that might turn, it's like you push one button and something else pops up. So it's going to be a little while, because it's an enormous website with a lot of pages. And when you start loading all of that data in and then push it out in a different system, it's going to be a little rough. But nomenu.com is what we're talking about. If you've not been to the website, you should check it out. All right.
Yeah, I thought I was doing something wrong, but I have an experience that, and I want to ask Tom about it. What would he do? I'm not going to say the restaurant. I went to a pizza place.
Yeah.
And I ordered an appetizer.
Yeah.
And when I ordered the appetizer, and he came in, ordered a pizza, and before I finished eating the appetizer, the pizza came.
Oh boy, that sounds like something that I was talking about just the other day. Yeah.
And
the whole experience, I guess the whole restaurant experience was 45 minutes, and that's not what we want. We want about an hour and a half at a restaurant, even more.
That's kind of interesting. Where was that?
I don't want to say, because Tom has this rule not to say anything bad about a restaurant, so I don't want to say. But let's just say it was an upscale pizza place. Not a pizza dive or anything. It was an upscale
pizza. A pizza dive. I don't know. We had that experience ourselves, and Tom used to just like shrink in my seat if something like that happened, because Tom would not be happy about that, and he would say something, and then it would be very awkward. So
why don't you tell the restaurateurs? A lot of people don't like that. I mean, you can try to change the table too fast.
People don't like that. I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, he's saying your favorite thing that happens, Tom, when more things than one come in front at the same time, and it's like all these plates are in front of you, and you don't know what to eat first. That's what he's talking about.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sometimes there's not really anything you can do about it. Like we had, this was terrible, and I'm not going to say the restaurant, but there was this one time. it's so horrible. We were sitting there, and Tom got several things at one time, and he had specifically said, do not put more than one thing in front of me at one time. And so this is obviously a new waitress, okay? Yeah. So he said, you know, these are all things that, and I don't know how I'm supposed to eat this. And he goes, you're not supposed to do this. And she said, that's how we do it here. And then she walked off.
Wow.
That is not, by the way, how they do it there. 260-6368 is the number. We'll be back.
Okay, thank you.
And now this. Hello there. Welcome back. It's the Food Show on 105.3 FM, HD2. Well, we'd love to talk with you about anything on the food agenda. That could be absolutely anything. As long as what we're after is kept, and that is good taste in every sense of the word. And we'd love to have you join us, 260-6368.
Wait a minute. Why don't we split it? You can do the 260, and I'll do the 6368.
260-6368. That's it. Okay. That's it for real. And we'd love to hear from you about whatever it is that you have been eating lately that you've really loved or that you really didn't love. And guess what? We had a big pizza last night from one of the oldest pizzerias in New Orleans. Anybody know which one I'm talking about?
It's probably not one of the oldest, but it was definitely a blast from the past. I can tell you're in a place that's a blast from the past when they have that one menu. There's no menu when it's just a little board up there. And it's got three sections, and it's got a little, like maybe six choices of pizza. It's got three choices of salad, and then there's one thing that says meatballs and spaghetti.
Yep, and here it comes, and it's huge and pretty good. But this is a funny one because I used to go to this place that we're talking about right now when it was out in New Orleans East, basically. And people who were students at the University of New Orleans, and I was one of those, we used to, especially when we had guys staying in dormitories and stuff, we would go over to this pizza place, and it was very much well-liked back then, and it still is, I would say. That's why I hear about it now, and then people call me and ask me about it. So do you know the one I'm talking about? Now, let's see if anybody can guess it. I'm not going to give you any more clues other than that it was popular around UNO back in the 1970s. It has been around at least that long. It's an old place. It is very good. And whenever anybody calls me about this pizza, I almost always 100% it's going to be a good report on it. Everybody seems to love it. What did you think? Because you got a chance to eat.
It's a place that I would, you know, pass. And I remember in high school after football games, I would go and eat pizza. And I got it confused. And I thought that this was the place that I had eaten pizza. But in reality, it turns out that it was actually the Pizza Hut by Cleary where we would go after football games. But this one is... I mean, it's one of those places that you just walk in. And it's like walking into a time warp. It's straight out of the 60s, including that kind of fake paneling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the red and white checkered tablecloth. And there was nothing about it that wasn't charming and appealing. It was clean. It was bright. You know, the kitchen was lit up. It was behind glass, but it was literally like you're stepping into a time warp. Did I like it? It was okay. I mean, it was just okay. I find that I am, I don't know. I'm definitely, I'm a snob, that's for sure. But
you?
But I'm into the modern approach to things. Like, this is definitely the kind of pizza that you would have gotten in the 60s. Which at the time was probably really great because you were out as opposed to eating at home. But now everybody is eating out. So you really kind of have to be up with the times, although not really, because the place was packed. So there's obviously, I tried to call to order a pizza. It took me a while because the phone was busy. So there are a lot of people who, I don't know, either really like that or find it comforting in some way because it's like a tradition from the past or something. I mean, I find that, well, I don't know. I wouldn't say comforting, but interesting. Hmm. It's interesting. It's like going into a time warp, like an exhibit at the Smithsonian or something.
All right. Let's see if anybody knows the identity of
it's
this
in Metairie. Pizzeria. In Metairie. 260-6368. If you would like to take a guess at this, there was one location on Downman Road. Is that right, Tom? On
yeah,
Downman
it was
Road.
Also in New Orleans East. Yeah.
Well, and then that's not there anymore. I guess was that a Katrina casualty?
The one. In
yeah, was that a Katrina casualty?
I don't think, but I
maybe just a casualty
I'd
before.
That.
And then now there's the one location in Metairie. And do we have a
Mark? Dave wants to take a shot, or he wants to talk with us for one reason or another. Dave, welcome.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. You're talking about Tower Pizza, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. We are.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I grew up blocks away from the one you're talking about, New Orleans East. Literally, I could walk there. And it was open in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's like right out of the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
And it was a hangout for us. And it was I'm pretty sure it was a Katrina victim because the building was there, but you could obviously see that it was, you know, it just never reopened. But there's another place right next to that that was also sort of a classic called Whitey's Pool Hall.
Oh, yeah. And they did boiled seafood mostly.
Wait a second. There was a Whitey's on Downman Road?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there a Whitey's in Metairie, too?
Yes.
Okay. Because Bill Calder used to like to go there.
He did. You knew Bill Calder?
Yeah. I worked with Bill Calder.
He and I had the same birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except he's gone. I'm still here. But, you know, that's...
Barely.
But he would get a kick out of that. You see, that would be – some people would get beat up about that, but Bill Calder would have laughed at that.
Yeah.
He was a real character.
Yeah.
One of the best radio guys I've ever known.
He was definitely interesting. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So Dave, do you ever go to the one in Metairie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
You
I
do.
Go there, and it's real similar, but it's not exactly as I remember, and I don't know why, and I guess, you know, your memory changes what you think things were like. And but the one in it really is more reminiscent of Pizza Man in Covington to me because of the whole
It really is, isn't it? It really is.
You know, and they kind of made fun of, you know, themselves, and they had the window where they threw pizza doughs around and things like that.
Yeah.
And my favorite story about it is that I was in college. My roommate and I went there, and we ordered a large pizza, and they brought us a small by mistake. And they said, oh, no, we won't charge you for the small. We're sorry. He said, well, we'll eat that, but still bring us a large anyway. We ate both of them. We ate a large pizza and a small pizza all at one time.
You know, I think the pizza at pizza – do you live on the North Shore?
I used to, not anymore, okay. But yeah.
So, if you had to compare the two pizzas, to me, the pizza at Pizza Man is considerably better than this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Just the Pizza Palace, which is my favorite one, is...
Where's that?
Well, Pizza Palace is one of their pizzas at Pizza Man. That's one of their...
Oh, I see. Okay, I don't. We just always got, like, the pepperoni, but I find that the technique for making the pizzas is very similar at both places, but in the case of Pizza Man, he's a little bit more modern with his ingredients, like, you know, capicola ham. If you went to, you know, you might... People would go, what, huh, at the other place. So,
well, the
you know,
Pizza Palace is the Pizza Palace is named after a pizza place in Houma that was called Pizza
that's
Palace.
That's right. The Pizza Palace that was.
Is that gone too?
That's Pizza Man of Covington.
Right. Is the Pizza Palace gone?
I don't know. I worked with a gentleman who was from Houma, and he was the one who he worked in on the North Shore, and he said, yeah, that's. He said, we walked into Pizza Man, and we ordered that. We said, oh, this is just like the pizza we used to get Pizza Palace in Houma.
Well, that's funny. I wonder why Paul, who owned Pizza Man, his son runs it now. I mean, he was from, I think, Wisconsin or something, or Minnesota maybe. So I wonder how he would even know about the Pizza Palace.
Well, he may have learned how to. He may have cooked there for a while. I don't remember the story.
That's true. That what you just said is true.
What, that he's from Minnesota?
Uh-huh.
You know what I liked about Pizza Man? He and his wife would, and his family, I think, but mostly he and his wife, would do these incredibly elaborate, tiny little piece-size puzzles. Do you remember those things?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and like 1,000 or even more than that, 5,000 pieces or something. And that would be sort of like his artwork. And I just was thinking, wow, that's a lot of patience to do that.
All right. It's a food show. Yeah. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice.
That means Tom
it's
is done.
To be here.
Thank you, Dave.
Tom is done. Tom never stopped.
Okay, let's go. We have another caller.
Who is there? I'm sorry. Harry, welcome to the food show. Come on in.
I'm in. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey. We were having an okay time until you called, and now we're even happier.
Oh, gee. What a life you had. That guy stole the thunder. I knew that's where you were. But, you know, I was thinking while I was on hold, and your wife might remember this one. Remember Tulano's on Veterans?
Wait, what is it?
Yeah, the Tulano's. I do.
Tulano's, or maybe Tulano's, how it was pronounced?
Yeah, no, it was Tulano's is always the way I
Tom's heard. The one who got around. I never ate out.
And it was, it was in a strip mall on Veterans Highway. And
Brown Green was, Acres, I think, huh?
Yeah, pretty close to that. And it had been there quite a while. So
yeah,
what
I remember that.
Well, was that a pizza place?
It was a
pizza
place.
Mary, when you
primarily
start going after games, that's what I started thinking. That's where we used to go, to that place.
Maybe everything was a hangout. It was a pizza place back then.
Yeah, well, I think that's when you were underage, that's the only place we could go.
Yeah.
Well, we brought it up, you know, so now we have to live with it.
Yeah, I think that back in the day, I mean, and I could be totally wrong, although, you know, I was thinking about this morning. You know, the blast from the past restaurant, I'm thinking, all right, who would that be? That'd be this place, the Tower of Pizza, Girlando's,
Fireside Inn.
Venezia. What's the other one?
You know, I haven't even thought about that.
Where's that? Wait, where's that?
Fireside Inn.
Where is that?
I think it's on Veterans. Yeah.
Like in Kenner or?
No, around where the Bonefish Grill is, around that area, I think.
Okay. Fireside Inn. I grew up
in
this area.
I didn't know. Years ago, you know?
Yeah, I didn't get out much, though. All right, so besides the fire, I'm going to have to check that out, the Fireside Inn. And then I started thinking about, okay, is it only Italian restaurants where you go get a pizza and you have the red and white check tablecloths? Is it only that that's a blast from the past? And then I started thinking about this Chinese restaurant that we used to go to in Kenner back in the 80s, and I know it's still there, and I'm sure it's, you know, the blast from
where
the past things.
Was it on Williams?
Fong's? Do you remember Fong's?
21st Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. Uh-huh.
Do you ever go there?
No, I haven't been out that way in a while, but I mean, I think it was like the first Chinese restaurant in that area.
I don't know.
Now,
there was this one behind McDonald's. Wait, what?
I said all of these different places are popping up in my head. All of these. Remember the taller chains that used to be on Veterans? Bonanza, remember that place?
Sure. And then there was the House of Lee, too. That was
the House of Lee.
The number one Chinese place on the North Shore.
Yeah, but it's not still there. I'm talking about places that are still around.
Oh, that
you
is
know?
Still there. Oh. Cafe Inn.
There's a few here and there.
That's an old one. Cafe Inn, Chinese.
Oh yeah, that's what it's by Airline Park.
Yep.
Now I wonder what that's like. See, I haven't been there
in a long time.
Yeah.
I've been going to this place on Williams Boulevard, on the other side of in between West Esplanade and the lake, on the right hand side. Used to be a pizza place, ironically. Well, it's called Little Chinatown. Have y'all ever tried that?
Oh, yeah. That's very good.
That place is good. Very good.
It's a really, really interesting menu that goes on.
Very often.
You will, I guarantee you, unless you are afraid of trying any new thing at all, you will find a couple of things to eat there that are unlike anything you've ever had anywhere else.
Well, they've got the new hot place now. They've got that now. Now I'll bet you that place is getting a lot of renewed interest, even though it's tucked way out in Kenner, because they've got a new place in the quarter that's just dim sum. I don't think it's just dim sum, but it's they do serve dim sum, which you don't see much in these parts, called Dian Shin. Is that right, Doug? Did I get it right?
Close enough.
No, I want you to tell me. I want you to do it right. Tell me the right way.
No, I will not.
He doesn't know.
You can't shove these people around.
Dian, I will never admit
Shin,
to that.
It's D-I-A-N-X-I-A-N. And I've been practicing, and I thought I was going to impress Doug, but apparently I did not. Anyway, those two are connected. And so now I'll bet you that the Chinatown place is getting a lot of people in there because they're
crowded
associated
all the time.
With... Wait, you go there? Where?
To that little Chinatown. It's always packed.
Oh, okay. Well, so I guess maybe not. But I want to try it. I want to go out to Little Chinatown. Maybe I'm just imparting this on everyone else. I want to go out to Little Chinatown now because Dian Shin... Doug is a hot one, so I got to go see it.
There you go, check it out.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right,
bye. 260-6368 is the number. That is 260 menu. We are another call.
We
My
have whom
goodness.
On the phone?
You people are going to spoil us. Okay,
Jeb, welcome to the food show. Come on in.
Good to be here. How are you guys today?
Hey.
We're bouncing along and having fun. Nice having you here.
I can barely hear Tom. I don't know if that's.
I'm sorry.
That's
I don't know
okay.
What this is about. I can't. It's everybody's.
We'll check.
Good
we'll
me.
Check on but, it. We'll check on right. it after. How about this?
As long as he's okay, that's what counts.
Yeah,
yes. Right. Go ahead.
When you said Cafe Inn, I live about
Cafe
three
Inn.
Or four
yes.
blocks from there, and we went there for lunch the other day, and it's got the same lunch menu. The same plate, everything's the same. It was absolutely delicious. It was
Where
like a throwback, and it was less than $10 for everything.
Wait, are we talking about the Cafe Inn, or you said someplace next to
yeah.
the cafe?
No.
Okay.
It's the Cafe Inn. It's called Cafe Imperial now for some reason.
Okay. Now, but does it look like, you know, does it look, there's looking like, and then there's looking worn like, you know what I mean? Like the Tower Inn, the Tower Pizza is adorable. It's clean. It looks, you know, what does this one look like?
It's kind of bare.
Mm-hmm.
The tower is a little bare.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of bare bones, but the Cafe Inn has got a lot of, like most Chinese restaurants, a lot of artwork and scroll work on the some of the dividers. And
But so it doesn't
it
look worn, it just looks...
It did.
Uh-huh.
No, it looks nice.
Okay.
It looked the same. I've been there for... 25 years or so, 26 years, and it looks pretty close to the same.
Wow.
I haven't gone there a lot, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same entree, comes with the rice, comes with an egg roll,
yeah.
comes with soup, $10. I mean, you know, the food is good, the portions are good, it's great.
Okay. Maybe I'll have to try it, because I pass there, and it's like one of those things, these are all restaurants to me that I pass, and I go, gosh, they must be okay, because they've been there forever, but I've never been inclined to go in. So
you figure they're maybe, doing something right.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway.
Otherwise, they'd be gone like, you know, like the others. You
yeah.
can't forget, last on the pass, you cannot forget Liuza's on BMW.
that's very accurate to say that.
Yeah, yeah. But
they
but
still make
kinda...
their onion rings the way they did when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Cornflour.
And that was a long time
And they're
time
just
ago,
as good. They don't... They're not 69 cents anymore.
Is that we have to
yeah.
stop for the news here.
All right, thank you for calling. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to walk down memory lane with us, we're talking about places that were blasts from the past. We went to Tower of Pizza last night. So we'll be back talking about this after the break.